This is Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to enact the dance of Rukmini. He's dressed as Rukmini and absorbed in her mood on the stage at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And everyone's in the audience, all the family members and mother and wife, etc. And Malini, all the wives, the different Brahmins and Pandits are also there, Sita Devi. It's text 72. Nayanera jale patra likaye apane prithivi haila patra anguli kalame. Rukmini Mahaprabhu began to write a letter using his tears as ink. The ground as paper and his finger as a pen. So being absorbed in the mood of Rukmini, Gaurasundar began to cry. And those tears are falling on the surface of the earth. Rukmini rapatra sapta shloka bhagavate jaya che padayeta kandite kandite. Mahaprabhu cried as he read Rukmini's letter, consisting of seven verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So then there's these verses in chapter 52 of the Bhagavatam, Dwarka Leela, describes how Rukmini wrote a letter to Dwarkadish and asked him to please come and kidnap her and accept her as his wife. So apparently, although Mahaprabhu's dressed as Rukmini and absorbed in her mood, and he forgot himself, and now the story switches that he's crying as he reads Rukmini's letters, so now he's, it's a little hard to follow. Kitavande shuna satta shlokara vakyan jekata shunile swami haya bhagavan. The Supreme Lord becomes a husband of one who hears the purport of those seven verses. So if anybody is a widow or doesn't want to get married or doesn't like the husband they have and they want to accept Krishna as their husband, then this is a benediction from Vrindavan Das Thakur that Bhagavan Katha, anyone who hears this Katha, of this Rukmini Katha, then she or he, whomever, they will become Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord will become their husband. Shunile Swami Haya Bhagavan. So this is one verse of 52nd chapter, 10th canto, 37. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shindvatam te nirvishyakarna vivare haratonga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akilarta labbam toyachita vishatichitam apatrapam me. Rukmini wrote in her letter to Dwarkadish before their marriage, O most beautiful Krishna, Bhuvana Sundara, I have heard about your transcendental qualities from others. Because she never actually saw him, she only heard about his qualities. Shutva Gunan Srinvatam. And therefore all my bodily miseries are relieved. If someone sees your transcendental beauty, his eyes have attained everything profitable in life. Oh, infallible, and I have become shameless after hearing of your qualities, and I have become attracted to you. So this is the verse from the Bhagavatam 10:52-37. And then there's a group of verses here in Bengali spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the Bhav, Rukmini Bhav, Rukmini Vesh, Rukmini Bhav, and Rukmini Vesh. So now this is basically, this verse is Mahaprabhu's Bengali purport, Tika, for the shloka. Shuniyat tamara guna bhuvana sundara durabela angatap trividas dushkara Rukmini said, O beauty of the worlds, after hearing of your qualities, the insurmountable threefold miseries have been destroyed. Sarvanidhi lava tora rupa darashan sukedeke vidijare ndileke lochan. Seeing your form is like attaining the greatest treasure. Such a form is seen only by one who has been awarded suitable eyes by the Creator. Shuni jaru singatora yashira vakan nirlajahayachita jayatuyastan. O lion-like personality of the Yadu dynasty, by hearing the descriptions of your glories, my heart has shamelessly been drawn to you. It's interesting, Rukmini. Lord Chaitanya Rukmini is saying Yadu Simha, Singha. So later she's saying that if Shishupal gets me, it's like a wolf taking away what belongs to the lion. He said, you should come here like a lion. She's already alluding to that idea in the, right in the beginning. Kon kula vati dira ache jaga maje kalapai tomara charana nahi baje. What chaste sober woman of this world would not worship your lotus feet upon receiving the opportunity? So this is the next verse, verse 38 in the Bhagavatam. And then Rukmini Gaur give the purport on this one. Hatva Mukunda, this is 10:52:38. Katva Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa Vidya Vayo Dravena Tamaviratmatulyam Tirapatim Kulavati Navrinita Kanya Kalena Shingha Naraloka Manoviramam. O Mukunda, you are equal only to yourself in lineage, character, beauty, knowledge, youthfulness, wealth, and influence. O lion among men, you delight the minds of all mankind. What aristocratic, sober-minded, marriageable girl of a good family would not choose you as her husband when the proper time has come? Now Lord Chaitanya comments. Vindyakula Shiladana Rupavesha Dame Sakala Vifalahaya Tomara Vihane. Without you, my Lord, one's education, family, character, wealth, beauty, dress, and residence are all useless. So this is an axiomatic truth, not only for Rukmini, this is not only her realization and her projection of her heart's attachment and loving sentiments being directed towards this prince, or rather, yes, a prince, he's not married yet, first queen. But she's actually quite, this is Siddhanta. So if one doesn't have Krishna, Vidya, Kula, Shila, Dhana, Rupa, Vesha, Dame, it's all bifal. Sakale, bifal, no fal. It's without any fruit. No, it's meaningless, useless. Vidya, knowledge, Kula, means one's family, his character, Shila. Dhan is wealth, his body, his rupa, his dress, his house, his place of residence. They're all useless without Krishna. The Prophet used to make the analogy of all these things are so many zeros. Janmaishraya Shruta Shribir. Knowledge, wealth, beauty, power, influence. They're all zeros without Krishna. If you add Krishna to your life, then all your assets become transcendental and truly valuable. The one goes in front of the zeros. Mora darishtiya shama karatija shararai na parirakite chitta tamarai mishai. O Tridas Rai, please forgive my arrogance, for I am unable to control my heart, which wants to merge with you. Sounds a little straightforward there. Napari rakite chitta tamare mishaya. Chitta tamare mishaya means I want to mix your heart with my heart. Ete ke varila tora charana jugal. Mana prana buddhi tone arpila sakal patni para diamore karanija dasi mora bage shishupala nahuka vilasi kripa kari more pari graha karanat. Jaina singha bhaga nahi Shrigala Rasat. Shrigala means a jackal. Bengali, Shrigala. Singabago. So now she again gets to the point. What is meant for the lion should not be taken by the jackal. Rukmini Gaur said, "That is why I have accepted your lotus feet as my life and soul." Charana Jugal, Mana Pran Buddhi. "And I have offered my mind, life, and intelligence to you. Please make me your maidservant by accepting me as your wife." Nijadasi. "Do not let me become the object of Shishupal's enjoyment. O Lord, please accept me, because what is meant for the lion should not be taken by the jackal." And this is the same point is said in verse 39. Tanme Bhava of 10th Canto, chapter 52. Tanme Bhavan Kalobrita Patiranga Jayam Atmar Pitascha Bhavatotra Vibo Videhi Mavira Bhagam Abhimarshatu Chaidya Arad Gomayuvan Mriga Patribalim Mambubak Ambujaksha. Rukmini said, "Oh my dear Lord Dwarkadish, I have chosen you as my husband, and I surrender myself to you. Please come swiftly, O Almighty One, and make me your wife. My dear lotus-eyed Lord, let Shishupal never touch the hero's portion like a jackal stealing the property of a lion." Now he describes verse 40 from the 10th canto, Lord Chaitanya, Rukmini Gaur, in her own words. Bratadana Guru Dvija Devera Archan Satyajari Sevi Jachan Achuta Charan Tabe Gadagrajadmor Hal Praneshvara Durahal Shishupala Emoravara. "If I have actually observed any vows, given charity, worshipped gurus, brahmins, demigods, or served the lotus feet of the Lord, O Gadagraja, I pray for the benediction that you become the Lord of my life and drive away Shishupala." This is text 40 from 52, chapter Bhagavatam. Pratishta Datta Niyama Ratadeva Vipro Gurvarchanad Dibir Alam Bhagavan Paresha Aradito Jaligadagraja Etyapanim Krinatame Nadamagosha Sutadayone. Rukmini said, "If I have sufficiently worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pious works, sacrifices, charity, rituals, and vows, and worship demigods, brahmins, and gurus, they may Gadagraja come and take my hand, not Dhammagosha's son or anyone else." So now Lord Chaitanya describes verse 41 in his own words. Kalimora vivaha, vivaha, haibehena ache, ajijatta siha, Aisaha Vilamba Karapache Gupteyasi Rahiva Vidarva Purakache Sheshe Sarva Sainya Sange Asiva Samaje Chedya Shava Jarasanda Matyasakal Haribeka More Dekaiye Bahubal. Rukmini, "My marriage is fixed for tomorrow, so come quickly today without delay. Stay secretly near Vidarbhapura and later enter the city with your army. After defeating Shishupal, Shalva and Jarasan, display your strength by kidnapping me." She's giving Krishna the whole game plan. He's like a mastermind, being a Kshatriya's daughter. She seems to know all the intrigues of battle and grouping and hiding and camping and attacking. So this same thing is told in, this is Bengali in Sanskrit, 52, chapter 41, verse. Shabhavani tvam ajitod vahane vidaraban guta sametya pritanapatibi parita nirmatya chedya magadendra balam prasaya mamraksha sena pirinodvaha viryam shulkam. O unconquerable one, tomorrow when my marriage ceremony is about to begin, you should arrive unseen in Vidarbha and surround yourself with the leaders of your army. Then crush the forces of Chaidya, Chaidya Raja, Shishupal, and Magadendra and marry me in a Rakshasa style, winning me with your valor. So here's a Hindu princess from a cultured family. She's suggesting in the Bhagavatam, Rukmini suggesting to this innocent prince of Dwarka, the son of Vasudeva, the Kshatriya Vasudeva and Devaki, he's innocent, he hasn't married. He's finished his Gurukul education, and now he's been shifted to Dwarka, and he's an innocent brahmachari, and he gets this letter from this princess in a neighboring kingdom is saying, come and steal me like a, I want to marry you like a rakshasa. Just kidnap me and beat everybody up. No vivah, no arrangement, no puja, no anything. Just steal me. So it's really, must be difficult for Krishna to digest this. So now Krishna just, now Rukmini Gaur describes verse 42 of the Bhagavatam. Darpa prakashara prabhu ese samai tomaravanita shishupala yoginai. Our Lord, now is the time to manifest your pride. Your wife is never meant to be usurped by Shishupala. Tomaravanita. So vanita means wife. So she's already jumped to the conclusion. She's already signed the contract. I'm your wife. What is this? If you don't come, I mean, your wife will be defiled by Shishupala. By getting married to him. This is really... Darpa Prakash, Prabhu. Ese Samai. She's already calling him Prabhu. That's what I'm married. She's not calling him Lord or Nath or Dwarkanath or anything. It's when in this culture in these days, the wife would address her husband as Prabhu and he would address his wife as Devi. Now she's still, this is all in the letter. The Krishna's reading this. She starts off with a letter, okay, come, I've given everything to you. You're my Supreme Lord. You're Chuta Charan. The previous verse, she said, Chuta Charan, I want to serve. I've served the lotus feet of the Lord, and please marry me and accept me as your maidservant. And now she's saying, well, you know, I'm your wife, and a wife shouldn't be kidnapped by some other king. It's highly irreligious, adultery. And what are you waiting for now? Hey, come on, get up, fight. Darpa Prakash, Prabhu. Hey, Prabhu. She's already calling him Prabhu. Hey, my husband. She's addressing him already as the husband. He hasn't even accepted. She's so confident. Because that's the quality of Kshatriyas also, extreme confidence. So this girl is really confident of her letter, her love letter. She's already concluding her love letter by saying, well, I'm your wife, and this is the last, next to the last verse in the seven sentences, her seven sentence love letter. She really closes the deal. The high pressure salesman. He's really high pressure. I guess you have to worry if you get a letter like this. Some high-pressured brahmacharini. Oh, Prabhu, this, that. don't let what the jackals take what belongs to the lion. Your wife, she's saying straight forward. First she says Prabhu in the first part of the sentence, the first sentence, then the second sentence she says, your wife, Tamar Vanita, Shishupal Yoginai, is not to be yoga enjoyed or usurped by Shishupal. Vinibandhu vadi mori haribhavapane tara upaya balon tomara charane viva hera purvadine kula dharma ache navavadu jana jaya bhavani rakache. I submit at your lotus feet a means by which you may kidnap me without killing any well-wishers. So she's giving it. She's a master bank robber. She's a master planner. There is a custom in our family that the day before marriage, the bride-to-be goes to the temple of goddess Bhavani. So this is Rukmini Gaur's expression of this verse 42 from Bhagavatam. Anta porantara charam anihatya bandun tam budvahe katamiti pravadam yupayam purvedyurasti mahatikula deva yatra yasyam bahir navavadur girijam upeyat. Rukmini, I'll be staying within the inner chambers of the palace. You may wonder, how can you carry me away without killing some of my relatives? I'll tell you the way. The day before my marriage, there's a grand procession to honor the royal family's deity, Bhavani. And this procession, the new bride goes outside the city to visit the temple of Bhavani, who's known as Girija. She lives on top of the mountain, Kailash. Or she's born from the mountain. Girija means born from the mountain. Himavati. After Sati gave up her body, Daksha Yagya, in the fire of immolation, she took birth from the daughter of the Himalayas. Giri means mountain, so Himalayas is also a great mountain range. So Girija is another name for her. Sometimes they call Shiva Girish. He's the controller of Girija, or controller of Kailash. Girish and Girija. So now Mahabharata comments on 43. Or rather, Rukmini. Seyavasare Prabhu Haribe Amare Namariba Bandhu Dosha Shamibha Amare. O Lord, take advantage of this opportunity to kidnap me. Do not kill any well-wishers and forgive me for my offenses. Jahara Charanaduli Sarvange Snan Umapati Chahi Chahi Jateka Pradhan Hina Duli Prasadna Karajari More Mari Bakariya Bratta Bali Dun Tomare Jata Janme Panatora Amulya Charan Tavat Mari Bashuna Kamala Lochan. If you do not bless me with the dust of your lotus feet, which is desired by the husband of Uma, or Shiva, and other great personalities, and I vow to end my life. O Lotus Eye Lord, I will continue to give up bodies birth after birth until I attain your invaluable lotus feet. Kamala Lochan, Lotus Eye Lord, Amulya Charan, you can't measure. Amulya, there's no price, priceless lotus feet. Amulya, there's no price. So, this is the kind of standard way Kshatriyas work. There is one story about one of the relatives, the kings of Puri. He had one son, and then there was some, I think it was Muslim, or some low-class person in a neighboring kingdom who trained up as a Kshatriya. It was very powerful. And then he was in that kingdom. He's a very famous fighter. So then the king of that region, he invited this Puri king. He said, who was the heir apparent, Yuvaraj, to the Puri throne. He invited him to come to do some fencing, to do some dueling with this person. So he said, okay, I'll go. Then when he went there, they gave introduction. I am so-and-so, the Suryavamsa dynasty, the coming in, ruling kings of Utkal Kalinga, Jagannath Puri. And then they introduced his opponent in this kingdom that he went to do, have this match of dueling. And then he said, I'm a Shudra or something. And when the king heard that, he said, what is it? He said, I can't fight, this is a breach of my honor. And then he took his sword and he just killed himself. This is the son of King Prataparudra or something, or maybe Prataparudra. King Prataparudra, one of his sons. So it's quite amazing. They have this honor, this pride. I'd rather give up my body. So Rukmini is speaking like this, that, and this is a kind of a standard woman psychology also. She said, if you don't marry me, I'll commit suicide. I'll kill myself. But women, that's now here in this story, Rukmini in her letter, proposed a letter to Dwarkadish. She's saying that if you don't come and sit and accept me as your husband, then I'm going to give up my life. I'll give up my life after life until I attain your feet. That's how determined. So this whole letter of these seven verses of Rukmini indicates the intense confidence of a Kshatriya, because she uses words like "Prabhu, you're my, you know, I'm your Vanita, I'm your wife," and you're going to, even before she's even accepted or even met him personally. She hasn't met him; she only heard about Krishna's qualities, but she's writing in this letter to suggest her kidnapping. She's already saying, "I'm your Tomara Vanita, I'm your wife." And a wife should not be stolen by another man. You can kill someone if they try to steal your wife. So this Shishupal is about to steal your wife. She's so confident. And then then at the end of her letter, this is the last verse. This is the closing. She's okay, anyway, by the way, if you don't accept the other six verses I wrote about proposing you come and kidnap me and marry me, accept me as your Nijadasi, then, in other words, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to give up my life. And not only this life, but life after life. So that shows the extent of the determination to attain Krishna. So, of course, we can draw something from the Adhyatmika Vichara down to our level, that see what determination we should have to attain a relationship with Krishna. She's attaining a relationship with Krishna and Madhur Bhav, Swakiya Bhav, lawful married wife. You know, the queen, his first queen, Rukmini, first queen of Krishna and Dwarka. So she's so determined. She says, if I don't attain a relationship with you, a loving relationship, then I'm going to die. So this verse and this whole letter has many qualities, but one that we can draw from it is the type of determination that's needed for any devotee. She never saw Krishna. She never saw Dwarkadish. We never saw Krishna. We never saw Dwarkadish. She only heard about him from the sages frequenting her father's palace, King Vaidarbha, King Raivata, whatever his name was, King Vidarbha. So, but simply by that, by hearing, simply by Shrutva Guna says, just by hearing about your qualities, just by hearing about Krishna, she became attracted, intensely attracted, absolutely and totally captivated and enchanted by Krishna and no one else. So this is the power of hearing Hari Katha. That it's Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means that sound vibration, that Katha. Katha means topics, talks. Katha means talks, topics, narrations, speeches about Krishna. Krishna Katha means that those talks which pull one to Krishna. They draw one to Krishna. They have drawing power. They have magnetic power, pulling power, attractive power, because Krishna means pulling. Krishna, Karshan, pulling power, attracting power, captivating power, enchanting power. Krishna Katha is enchanting. It enchants us, it captivates us. So this is an experience of Rukmini Devi, that she became totally enthralled to such an extent that she had her mind and heart, everything completely fixed on Krishna and no one else. She had heard to that extent. Her hearing of Krishna Katha brought her to that extent of madness. She was obsessed. We have a word in English, obsessed. There's one thing that you possess something, you're possessed by something, but to be obsessed means totally, totally beside yourself. You dream of that thing, you see, whatever you look, you see that thing, you want that thing, you talk about the thing, you feel that thing, it's all around you, you're obsessed. There's nothing you can't. You try to cook and you burn everything. You try to dress and you dress upside down. You try to bathe and you forget. You put soap on your body and forget to wash it off. You stand under the shower, put on soap, and then go out and start getting dressed. Oh, I forgot. Because you're absent-minded, totally absent-minded. You're obsessed with love or hatred or envy. It's an obsession. So she's obsessed with Krishna to such an extent that she's writing this letter, which is highly unbelievable, that a cultured Hindu lady 5,000 years ago will write such a presumptuous and straightforward letter to some boy, love letter. It's just unheard of. She says, my mind, my mind longs to be one with your mind, which he's actually proposing, you know, union with Krishna in the most intimate way. So this is unthinkable. So this is what happens by we hear Krishna Katha a little bit, and we become a little bit pulled in that direction, a little bit attracted. But Rukmini's showing this example that it's Krishna and nobody else. I don't care about my mother, I don't care about my father, I don't care about Bhavani Devi or Shishupal or any prince or any man or anybody or anything in this world. Krishna, I only care about you. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran, Krishna Age, Krishna Piche, Krishna Dina Baya Upar Niche, Krishna Bahir, Krishna Under, Krishna Bichme, Krishna Bitar, Krishna everywhere, right, left, front, back, inside, outside. So we can pray. Here in this Gita, we pray to Shukamuni and Vyasadeva for giving it to us. And we pray to Mahaprabhu, Rukmini Gaur, because Mahaprabhu now is dressed, he's Rukmini Avesh, Rukmini Bhav. He's absorbed in Rukmini, he's dressed as Rukmini. He's performing a drama, a stage performance, a dance performance, dancing as Rukmini, enacting this Leela of Rukmini, marrying Krishna. It's called Rukmini Krishna Vivaha. And Rukmini Haran, it's actually called Rukmini Harana, a kidnapping of Rukmini. It's a very popular story in the whenever they have Bhagavad Saptahas. These pandas, these Brahmins that give these Bhagavad Saptahas, 7-day narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, they don't tell every single chapter and every single part, like the story of King Yayati or something like that. But they tell the emotional ones, especially the ones about lots of leelas about children, 10th canto, lots of leelas about husbands and wives, throughout the Bhagavatam, wherever there's husbands and wives, Sati and Shiva and losing his wife, and all these things, because that's appealing to the Grihastha audience. And they tell a little boy Prahlad and certain characteristic stories. And they only have 7 days, and they usually only speak a few hours a day these days. It used to be 6 hours a day, and now you look at the venue, a lot of these saptas are only speaking in the afternoon. A lot of them are only having a lot of it's music. They're speaking 4 to 6 in the afternoon, 4 to 3 hours instead of 6. And of that 3 hours they speak nowadays, half of it is singing bhajans. Whereas traditionally a septa was speaking 6-7 hours a day, just Hari Katha, no bhajan. So now it's more like theatrics and drama. It's more like entertainment performance. Synthesizer, flute player, tablas, harmonium. And you have to be a good singer. In general, septas. So she's like got to this extent that by hearing Hari Katha, so we can learn this principle that the more I hear Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, the more I'll become totally fixed and attached to Krishna and nothing else and no one else, like Rukmini. So we pray to Rukmini and Gauranga, who's depicting this Leela. It's easier to attain Rukmini's mercy through Gauranga, because Rukmini is Krishna's Ladini Shakti, is Madhurya Shakti, Madhurya Mai. She's a Swakya, but Rukmini Gaur is the Avdarya Madhurya. It's Madhurya, the distribution of Madhurya, the Swakya Madhurya. Madhurya love and married love, Swakya Bhav, is accessible through the Avdarya, through the magnanimity and generosity of Gaur. He's showing it. He says, here, take it. I'm distributing it. See my dance. Hear this Leela. So we pray to Rukmini Gaur that, please, and let me become so confident in my relationship with Krishna, and let me become so determined in my relationship and my service to Krishna that I become so much absorbed in Hari Katha that I give up any interest in anything else and everyone else. Her mind, heart, body, words, everything is fixed on Dwarkadish. So that's the perfection. Man mana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru. Mame Vaishyasi Satyamte Pratijane Priyosime. She's always thinking of Krishna. So this last verse that we heard, the Bengali of Rukmini Gaur, is there, verse 52, 10th canto, 52, verse 43. Yasyangri Pankaja Raja Snapanam Mahanto Achantyama patirivatma tamo bahatye. Yaya mung jaksha na labeyana bhavat prasadam. Jayamasun bratakrishan shatajanmi janavi syat. Rukmini concludes her letter. This is the last sentence in her letter. O lotus eyed one, great souls like Lord Shiva hanker to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet. And by doing that, they will destroy their ignorance. If I cannot obtain your mercy, I shall simply give up my vital force, which will have become weak from the severe penances I will perform. Then after hundreds of lifetimes of endeavor, I may obtain your mercy. Chala chala brahmana satvara krishna stane kahagiya esakala mora nivedane. Rukmini Gaur says, O Brahman, go quickly and inform Krishna my desire. She gave the letter to a Brahman because Brahmins are merciful, clean, austere, and truthful. So they can be trusted. And also they know that they'll get a nice reward. Because the Brahmanas, they depend on rewards from the Kshatriyas. They don't have independent income. They do patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dan, pratikraha. So in this case, he's acting as a duty. And Brahmins also give news. They distribute news. He mata bali prabhu rukmini avesh sakala vaishnavagana preme khande hase. In this way, Mahaprabhu spoke in the mood of Rukmini as all the Vaishnavas cried and smiled in ecstatic love. Khande hase. Sakala vaishnavagana preme khande hase. So they were crying and smiling in ecstatic love. Hena ranga haya chandra shekara mandire chaturdiki haridwani shuni uchai sware. Such blissful pastimes took place at the house of Chandra Shekara Acharya in his temple. The loud vibration of Hari's names filled the four directions. Haridwani shuni uchai sware. Uchai. Jagad jagad jagadaki prabhu haridas. Naradera kache nache pandita shivas. Haridas, Prabhu called everyone, wake up, wake up, as Shivas danced in the dress of Narada. So this is very heavy scene of heavy emotions and devotees crying and totally absorbed in the mood and the scene and the acts of Rukmini and her letter and the depth of it and the intensity of it. And then as the Vidushaka, the jester, the clown, the buffoon, Haridas and Narada come out and lighten up the mood to prepare for the next scene in the drama. Because remember, Haridas, he's a skinny little guy and he's sporting a handlebar mustache. And he has a turban on his head and he's wielding a stick, turning around like this, and he's wearing, what's he wearing? I forget what he's wearing. He's wearing kopins. Only has kopins, some yogi underwear, kopins, Brahmin underwear they go. Kopins, turban, handlebar mustache, and a stick. And he's jumping around, everyone's laughing. So he's got everyone to lighten up a little bit. Pratama prahare kotuka vishesh, dvitiya prahare garadara paravesh. After 3 hours passed with these blissful scenes, Gadadhara came on stage. Suprabhat tahana saki kari nija sange, brahmananda tahan bade bule range. Gadadhar happily wandered about with Brahmananda, who accompanied Gadadhar in the role of his female companion, Suprabha. Of course, Gadadhar is also dressed as a female. We heard earlier, it's supposed to be Rukmini, but it's a little confusing. Hate nari kanke dhali neta paridhan Brahmananda jayhena bhadai vidyaman. With a stick in one hand, a basket under the other arm, and dressed in fine cotton cloth, Brahmananda looked just like an elderly lady. Basket case. Daki bali haridasa ki sabatumar Brahmananda bali jay matura mar. Haridas called out, who are you? Brahmananda replied, we are going to Mathura. Shivas baliye. Tuikahara vanita, Brahmananda Bali, Kene Jignasa Bharata. Srivasa asked, "Who are your husbands?" Brahmananda said, "Why are you asking?" Srivasa Bali, Jani Bari Ne Jujaya. "Hi, Bali Brahmananda, Mastako Dulaya." Srivasa said, "Is it not proper for us to know?" Brahmananda shook his head and replied, "That's right." Gangadasa Bali Aji Kotaya Rahiba. "Brahmananda Bali Tumistana Kani Diva?" Gangadasa inquired, "Where will you stay today?" Brahmananda said, "You will give us a place." Gangadasa Bali Tumi Jignashila Bada. "Jignashila Karya Nahi Jatta Tumi Nara?" Gangadasa said, "You're asking too much. There is no need to ask. Go somewhere else." It's an interesting dialogue here. Advaita Bali, Eta Vichari Kikaj, Matri Sama Pananari Kena Dehalaj. "There is no need for such questions. Others' wives are equal to one's mother. Why embarrass them?" This is right. Nirtegite Priya Bada Amaratakur, Eta Nachaha Dana Paibe Prachur. "My Lord is fond of dancing and singing, so dance here and you will attain great wealth." Advaitera Vakyashuni Parama Santosh. Nityakari Gadadara Prime Parakash. Gadadara was most satisfied hearing Advaita's words, and he began to dance in ecstatic love. That's actually nice. That's also a point of philosophy or an axiomatic truth of Gaudiya Siddhanta, where Advaita is saying, "Nritya Gite Priya Bada Amara Thakur." Said, "My Thakur, Amara Thakur." Thakur means my Lord, my Thakur, Vishwambhara Thakur. Garanga Thakur, Lord Garanga, my Lord, because that's the Lord of Advaitacharya and everyone, all the Parishads. He's saying that you want to be dear, you want to be Thakur Priya, Garanga Priya, Gaur Priya, you want to be very dear to the Lord, then Nritya Gite, be Priya Bhara Amara. Bhara means very, very dear. You become very, very dear, extremely dear to Lord Chaitanya. If you do what? If you chant and dance. So this is the basis of the Hare Krishna movement. It's based on chanting and dancing, and distributing that chanting and dancing to others, raising the arms above the head in great ulas, great jubilation, reaching for the clouds, dancing with surrender and abandon, and singing the glories of the Lord. And we become Gaur Priya that way, very dear to Gaur. Not very difficult. Rama Veshe Gadadhar Nache Manohar Samaya Uchita Gita Gayanachar. Gadadhar danced wonderfully in the dress of Rama, the goddess of fortune, as his companions sang appropriate songs. Gadadhar Nirtideki Achekon Jan Vivalahaya Nahi Karina Krandan. Who would not become overwhelmed and cry on seeing the dancing of Gadadhar? Of course, Gadadhar is Radharani also, Gandharvika. Radharani's other name is Gandharvika. That she actually, the art of dance originates from Radharani. She's a dance guru, the guru of all dance, Natya. Nritya, Nat Guru, Natya Guru. Even the Gandharvas, they're called Gandharvas, but they're famous for singing and dancing, celestial beings. But they are only like amshas, or distant expansions of the ability and power of dancing that Radharani, she's the originator of the art of dance. She didn't learn the art of dance from anyone. She's a self-taught guru of the art of dance. She's Gandharvika. So that Gandharvika became Gadadhara Pandit. So now that Gandharvika is dancing on the stage during this drama at Chandrasekhar's house. So who wouldn't be overwhelmed and crying? Prema Nari Wahi Gadadharera Nayane Prithivi Haila Sikta Danya Karimane. Drenched by tears of love flowing like a river from Gadadhara's eyes, the earth considered herself fortunate. Gadadhara Haila Jaina Ganga Murti Mati Satyasatya Gadadhara Krishna Prakriti. Gadadhara appeared like the personification of the Ganga. In fact, he is the potency of Lord Krishna. Apane Chaitanya Bali Jache Bara Bhara. Karadhara Mora Vaikuntha Nara Parivara. Lord Chaitanya has repeatedly declared, Gadadhara is my consort in Vaikuntha. So then it goes on. And then Vishnubhara comes back on stage. And there's more acting. And it goes on, scene after scene. There's very wonderful pastimes going on there in the spiritual world. It's inconceivable that someday, when we attain perfection, we'll take birth in Gaur-lila, in Boma Gaur-lila, in our Kaishur Brahman form, take birth in Boma Nadia, in a family of Brahmins, and grow up in Mayapur Navadvipa, and meet Nimai Pandit, Jagananda Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, and Haridas Golavesha Sridhar, and Chandrasekhar, Nandanacharya, Advaita and Malini, and Shachimata, and Jagannath Mishra, and Vishnupriya, and Lakshmipriya. We'll meet all of them. And Lord Chaitanya will be enacting these pastimes, relishing these different moods and bhavas of his different incarnations of his of Shakti and incarnations of Shaktiman. Because he's the origin of everything. He's Purna Bhagavan. The complete form of Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's all Shaktis, Prasya Shaktir, Vidaya Shriyate. So all Shakti is within him, but then he expands these Shaktis in different forms and personalities to enjoy with them, Vilas. Ekopahusham, the one becomes many for the purpose of relishing transcendental bliss and joy. So we'll be there, sitting in the audience watching. Oh, it's Lord Chaitanya. The most amusing thing will be to see Haridas with his handlebar mustache and his skinny but effulgent form with a turban on his head, wearing kopins and whirling a stick here and there and dancing and jumping about the stage as he acts as the moderator or the announcer for the different scenes of the drama. It's all going on. Of course, all this whole lila is going on for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu and the pleasure of his devotees. Because everything the Lord does is for the pleasure of the devotees. His pleasure, in other words, the pleasure potency is within him. Then when a devotee becomes perfect, then he receives that pleasure potency. So then he becomes pleasurable to the Lord. And the Lord relishes the pleasure potency being expressed and offered back to him by his devotee, and then he returns that pleasure by filling the devotee with pleasure. It's exchange of Ladini Shakti and a minute portion with all the devotees, and then maximum percentage in the fullest expression of Ladini is Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki.